Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Jerry Peretzman.
Good morning again, and another great, lovely day, and a great guest today with Joe here.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It really is fascinating.
Thank you.
Because this is the type of thing that it's unique in that people do need it. And it's a shame because you're going to say something.
I was going to say another thing. That,
go ahead.
You know, you're really working on the tip of the iceberg. A lot of people get involved with contractors who are shoddy, let's put it that way, and they're embarrassed to even talk about it when they get hit.
Sure.
You know, and so, you know, we don't know how big this problem is. But I can just say, I had a job done, and the subcontractor was doing concrete work. He did that much. He disappeared, left all his equipment. The prime contractor could never find him. I mean, strange things do happen. Fortunately, the contractor took over and finished the job. But it doesn't always happen that way. You as a homeowner or as an apartment owner or apartment occupant could be stuck. You've paid, and you've lost the guy who's doing the job, and you have to find someone else and hope that he'll come and do it, and et cetera, et cetera. I think the warranty concept you're talking about closes a lot of dangerous dead ends that homeowners experience here in Nassau and Suffolk.
Sure. Well, warranties right now, believe it or not, warranties are starting to become very popular again in New York. And like I said, that's pretty much why we're here, because a lot of these out-of-state companies, one of the big problems they have, clients have with these companies, is that when you call Chicago, a company's based in Chicago, they call a contractor here, and they send the contractor to your home. They probably never even met the person. They don't know if the person's licensed and insured.
Right.
That's the nice thing about HaHa. We're local. People love that we're local. I always tease people, you can come and throw rocks at our window if you wanted to.
Right.
But, I mean, you can just, we have the contractors, we have their licenses, so you could be assured that the people that come to your home are licensed and insured.
That's so important. The other thing, Jerry, on top of what you were saying, the job doesn't get done, but especially for women, what they have to go through emotionally. That fear, you know, somebody's going to hurt themselves, whatever
sure.
it is, and they're not aggressive enough to get it squared
away. Well,
that's
right. You know, and I just add to what you're saying is someone comes into a woman's home. She doesn't know what it is. She doesn't know what's going to happen. Here, you're recommending someone. You've checked them out. They're not going to come and play games with you physically, sexually, or any other way. I mean, I think that's important for women who live alone, frankly.
The warranty also, I didn't mention, the warranty that we're speaking about is a direct warranty to homeowners. It's paid monthly.
Okay.
We also do real estate warranties. When people put their houses on the market, we warranty a home during a listing period. At closing, the warranties get paid for. Now the new buyer has a warranty on the home for 1 year. The houses get sold with warranties on them. It will make your house sell faster. It will be more attractive in the market. And the most important thing, it brings peace of mind to the new buyer. So selling your home with a warranty on it brings peace of mind to the new buyer. Most people today just about have enough money to make it to a closing, never mind something going wrong with the house the first year. So it's a great concept also if you're buying or selling a house.
So you as a new buyer know that you're not going to be hit with a big bill the day you put the key in the door.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
which
so
is important,
So that's a separate warranty also that we deal with a lot of the real estate companies out here as far as warrantying homes during listing periods.
And for that is more for younger people because they're buying the new house and you're right, they're strapped. Unfortunately today, you're borrowing from this person, you're borrowing from that person, you're getting the down payment, you're buying the house and you don't need the washing machine, the oil burner or something to break.
Or whatever else, who knows, the air conditioner, you turn the button for the air conditioner nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
You buy the house in December, you're not going to find that out until maybe April or May.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's but that's 6 months before. That's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
You know. But
on the listing period,
on
as
the
far
listing
as
period.
Showing, well, we'll cover the house, join the listing period. The house could be on the market 3, 4, 5, 6 months. It doesn't cost the homeowner any out of pocket money either. So put it on. We inspect the house, make sure it's okay. And then we put the warranty on the house. And when the new homeowner moves in, the warranty would get paid for, and then the new homeowner has it for 12 more months from, okay. from the closing date. Yeah.
Just another aside from a Project Independence perspective. Also, I was with Lauren Suma yesterday, who's the advocate, the building advocate, and they're going to be starting up, Christina, I'm sure I'll talk about it later, their seminars on how to prepare a house for sale thing, you know, especially with seniors. Seniors get ready to move to Florida, to move to assisted living, and then they put the house up. Things are broken. Things don't have a CO. There are certain things that you can't help. By going to these seminars, which we have in the town, at least you can prepare yourself properly to make sure your house is sellable.
Right.
And not that all of a sudden the bank won't give a mortgage because, you know, you don't have a proper permits done for certain things.
Sure. Joe, I assume, a lot of us seniors go away for several months.
Yes.
And invariably when you come back, something doesn't work.
Yes.
I assume that would cover that.
Sure. The agreements, we call them agreements, actually. It's not actually a contract. Mm. It is for a period of 12 months, of mm-hmm. course. So if you have the coverage on the house, sure, if you're away from the home and something's wrong when you get back, yes, we will fix it or replace it.
Yeah, but that's often a period of desperation.
Sure.
You put the key in, open, and something doesn't work, and say, oh, yeah, you didn't use it for 3 months, so
right.
of course it's not working.
Sure. Or find a broken pipe.
Yeah.
Right. Mm.
Just step back to the warranty, which I think would be the biggest thing from a senior perspective.
Yes.
What's the step to get that organized?
As far as a warranty, well, you would, once again, you could call into 1-844-GET-HAHA.
Mm-hmm.
You would speak to our warranty people, and we would send you out a package. You would pick and choose the coverage that you would like. On your house, coverages start from anywhere for $4.99 for perhaps a gas line, and you can have your whole house covered up for about $143 a month,
mm-hmm.
such as doorbells, garage door openers. We do cover swimming pools. If you have additional refrigerators or dishwashers, there's optional coverage involved. You would pick and choose what plan you would like. You can actually build your own plan and your own coverage according to how much perhaps you want
sure.
to spend a month. And then we would just come in and inspect your home, and you would receive a package in the mail, which would have your payments, your declaration pages, and the terms mm-hmm. and conditions on the product. It's really not that difficult at
okay.
all, just a phone call away.
And again, if something were to happen to a system in your house, they pay the $100 fee for a service, but you guys make it good or replace it.
Exactly right.
Yeah. No. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You don't say, well,
no.
Try it again for a couple of weeks and see what happens.
Well, that seems to be the issue with these warranty companies, and that's pretty much why we're here in New York.
Yeah.
There are the state license, they do have a lot of, they keep an eye on you, put it that way, on these companies. There's a New York State funded account. A percentage of the money that's brought into this company has to be held in a separate account. Perhaps that's why there aren't any companies here, because they don't want to abide by these rules and regulations. They're not that easy to stand by. But that's what we're known for. We just did a job in Northport recently about a woman. She called in for a cooktop. She had a 4-burner cooktop. We asked her if she wanted a 5-burner cooktop. She says, sure, can you make it stainless steel? We gave it to her. She was very happy, school teacher, single woman. 2 weeks later, she calls in about a dishwasher. We send the appliance man there, and he turns around and tells us we can deny the claim. It was installed improperly. But I says, the woman just bought the house, so she had nothing to do with that. I says, forget that. He says, well, then you can deny it on this, because she has a knife stuck in the lock, and she broke the knife in the lock, and you can't open it up, and she tried taking the dishwasher apart. So I told her, they all thought we were going to deny the claim, and I told her we're going to stand by the product, that stand by our contracts. She was very happy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a business decision also.
Yeah.
You stand by your product. She's a single woman. She's a school
right.
teacher. It's the right thing mm-hmm. to do.
And you're here. That's, I think you raised that earlier.
Oh,
that you're
yes.
here. You're not dealing with someone in Ocala, Florida
right.
or something like that. You know, you're here right on the island.
People feel very comfortable knowing, like I joke around, if you don't like a surge, you can come and throw a rock at them.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's people like knowing local people, and we do have more of a personal rapport with people.
Mm.
It's not like you're calling in and getting answering machines and speaking to people.
Right.
So we have a little bit more personal rapport with people. They see us, they touch us, you know, we could talk to them. And
from
so
a senior
on.
Perspective, you have more stories like that? In reference to people that you've helped out?
As far as...
warranty-wise?
People that we've helped out? Quite a few. We have a couple thousand contracts right now.
Really?
Yeah. No, sure. We've been around for 5 years.
Okay.
In Long Island. All our stories are good. If you go on...
Yeah, and you wouldn't be here if you weren't delivering.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in California or a place like that... And you screw up in Long Island, so what? But if you're on Jericho Turnpike, as you say, you can come by and smash your window.
Listen, I was brought up, your reputation's everything
absolutely
in life.
Absolutely, right.
All right? When you pass away, it's just, you want to go out with a good reputation.
Right, right.
So I run the company. I am the CEO of this company, and I make sure it's ran the right way.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I like helping people.
Yeah,
it's a great feeling. You go, you know, you do have some people though. Third, the people, they don't even use the warranties. They just like the protection on the houses. They like to have the service. They just pick up the phone. It's great.
Right.
Third, the people use it the proper way. But then you have some people also. You know, they'll be taking the refrigerator out of the garage and try putting it in the kitchen, and trying to get over on you and tell you have a problem with it too. So, you know, you have to balance things also. We're playing fair ball. We expect the people to play fair ball also.
Yeah.
So, you know, sometimes these companies, they do deny claims for a specific reason.
No, I understand that part. But from an honest person doing the right thing, you're backing up what you want to do.
Sure.
You know, you're not turning around and trying to stick it to somebody, which is the main thing.
No.
And that situation with the woman, the teacher, is that in Northport?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, then that comes back to you also because she'll recommend you to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's Project Independence concept. We try to pass around things that are going well.
Listen, people tell me all the time, I have a $6,000 Viking stove they put in my house for $100. He's my best client. The guy goes to dinner, it costs him $100. His Viking stove breaks, falls apart. We come in and we change it. I mentioned Viking. I don't know if I'm allowed to mention
it. That's fine.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it's that some people, you know, you have high-end products. So they are our best clients. And I hate this. There's enough business out there. You don't have to hurt people.
Right.
You
do the right thing.
You know, it's just it's a numbers game. It's a big business.
Yeah, and frankly, getting a serviceman to come for $100 today is a bargain.
Well, you only paid $100; they bill us.
I know, but right. But my out-of-pocket of $100 is a bargain.
Right,
it would be a bargain because I know I've had things happen, and it's this and that. Before you know it, you have a $200 or $300 bill for service.
Who comes to your house? Exactly. Today, people charge you just to show up at your house.
That's I agree with you 100%.
You call up, you need work done to your house. The people charge you $75 just to come and listen to your story.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're always, time goes so fast on this show. it's up already. Joe, I want to thank you so much for coming. This is a wonderful product for people to call and listen and pay attention to because we need protection, we need warranties, but more importantly, a senior in the town of North Hempstead knows they have a question. You call 311 and you take it from there. Okay?
Sure.
You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.
Right.